German Defence Minister Ursula von der Leyen is facing resistance from within Germany's governing coalition. Thomas Sparrow is DW's political correspondent. Hello, Thomas.
Hello, Keith, and that's correct. Ursula von der Leyen may be popular among some conservatives here in Germany, but at least the Social Democrats have been very critical of her nomination. The Social Democrats, it's important to remember, are the junior partners in Angela Merkel's governing coalition, and they clearly stated as soon as Ursula von der Leyen's nomination became public that they did not agree with that they did not want European politics to be seen through national politics, through the national lens, but rather through political groups, and that Ursula von der Leyen hadn't even been a candidate in the European elections. Let's listen to what one of the leaders of the Social Democrats, Malu Dreyer, had to say about this nomination.
The Social Democrats want to strengthen the European Parliament and democracy in Europe. As part of that, the European political groupings chose lead candidates for the post of Commission President. But those candidates were ignored, so our goal of strengthening democracy was not fulfilled.
So, Thomas, as you say, Ursula von der Leyen, she was not one of these lead candidates at the European elections in May. And also back home, she's facing a parliamentary inquiry looking into so-called irregularities at her defence ministry.
And not only those irregularities are one of the key problems for Ursula von der Leyen, but the Bundeswehr, the German military, is facing a lot of problems. There's a lot of criticism here in Germany, and to be honest, it's not new. It's something that also predated, in a way, Ursula von der Leyen's period as head of the defense ministry. But the Bundeswehr is facing a lot of criticism about its readiness, its capability. It's been described as a military that's under-equipped, understaffed, overly bureaucratic. There have been reports of sexual harassment. There have been instances of far-right extremism among soldiers. There's this investigation that you mentioned as well. Then you had two Air Force jets crashed not long ago, which also led to, well, Ursula von der Leyen going to the scene and talking about that. So this is one of those posts in Germany, defense minister, that is described as a career killer. Mm. So depending on what position you take, you can either say that Ursula von der Leyen failed as defence minister, or you can say that given the difficulties that she had, she actually made a good job out of it.
Uh-huh. And maybe this, perhaps if you call it a failure, this is one reason why the business-friendly FDP party has greeted her nomination to replace Jean-Claude Juncker as, you know, with a degree of scepticism. Here's the FDP leader, Christian Lindner.
All of a sudden, Ursula von der Leyen is pulled out of the hat like a rabbit. She has only been involved in European politics as a German minister. For us, that comes as quite a surprise.
Yeah, it's a huge surprise. I mean, Thomas, what happened to the candidates from the two largest blocs? We had Manfred Weber from the centre-right European People's Party and Franz Timmermans from the Progressive Alliance of Social and Democrats.
Well, these were the two big lead candidates, Manfred Weber and Franz Timmermans, but they didn't please the different European leaders. So that's the reason why European leaders, after a very long and tense summit, decided to actually nominate their own politicians. And that's why some of the other parties in Europe, like the Social Democrats here in Germany, are against this. But when we talk about Ursula von der Leyen and why maybe she, instead of Weber or Timmermans, did actually manage to please some of the European leaders, many do consider that she's a pro-European figure. She's also a woman, something that European leaders wanted to put forward as sort of key candidates. In fact, Ursula von der Leyen is not the only woman nominated for a top position. Christine Lagarde, the head of the IMF, has been nominated to lead the European Central Bank. And she's seen as someone extremely close and loyal to Angela Merkel. Ursula von der Leyen is described as the only minister that has been with Angela Merkel since Angela Merkel became chancellor in 2005. So she's also seen as someone with a lot of experience in Germany and also European at heart, because essentially, well, she was born in Belgium, grew up in Belgium, speaks various European languages. And that's probably the reason why she was not only favoured by Angela Merkel, but also by the French leader, by some of the leaders of Eastern European states as well.
Well, you say she's EU at heart and she's a big supporter of an EU army, isn't she, Thomas?
That's correct. When you talk about Ursula von der Leyen internally, you have to talk about these Bundeswehr problems. When you talk to her position, about her position abroad, what she has presented abroad, she has indicated on the one hand that she'd like Germany to have a bigger role internationally, something that she described as leading from the centre, leading with other countries as well. And she has also spoken in favour of more integration at the European level when it comes to security and defence. And again, that's something that may have pleased some of the European leaders that want exactly the same.
So we heard in Terry's report just a few minutes ago that the European Parliament will have its say on July 16th. How much support does von der Leyen need to get that top job? And how likely is that going to happen?
It is still very difficult to say how likely this will be, because she does have support from leading politicians. She does have support from conservative groups, in not only here in Germany, but also in other parts of Europe as well. But at the same time, those who are in favour of the so-called Spitzenkandidaten process, in other words, those who are in favour of nominating for the top jobs, those who are actually candidates during the European election, are against this nomination of von der Leyen and will probably, if not block it or try and block it, at least they will keep on expressing their discontent and the fact that they don't agree with this nomination at all.
Thomas, thank you very much.
Always a pleasure, Keith.